Proclamation number 8647 of 17th of October, 1963. Forgiveness through Jesus Christ. Increase of the degree of love. If you openly confess me in Jesus, then you also belong to mine, over whom I watch and whom I protect on all the ways. If you have accepted Jesus as divine Redeemer, then you will also have turned to me myself again, who became man in Jesus. And since Jesus has atoned for your original sin through his crucifixion and you acknowledge me again as your God and Creator, you now also return to me again. Your free will has become active, which completely hands itself over to me and which has subordinated itself to mine. And you belong to me. The release from my opponent is accomplished because Jesus Christ has ransomed you from him with his life, because he has redeemed your sin guilt with his blood. And anyone who has become mine can now also fearlessly end his earthly life. He will no longer fall prey to my adversary, for his power has been broken through Jesus' death on the cross. I myself have won over him in a man, who is so filled with love that he won the superiority over the opponent, who is powerless against love. What man now has to endure on earth are only purification means of his soul, which is to purify itself, so that it can be radiated through with light to a high degree, when it enters the kingdom on the other side. The original sin is therefore redeemed through the acknowledgement of Jesus and the request for forgiveness. But the soul still has to work on itself to reach the highest perfection, because through the endless long separation from me, its God and Creator, it had stepped out of its state of perfection, it had become a completely loveless being, which has indeed reached a certain degree of maturity again through service in the state of compulsion, which however has to consciously acquire the illumination of love from me again in earth life, which has to consciously increase its degree of love through its own love activity and free will. And this degree of love can still be low, and that is man's work on his soul to increase it, through which the soul becomes crystal clear and can now receive stronger and stronger light radiation. You therefore have to make a distinction between forgiveness of your guilt of sin and perfection of your soul, which every person can achieve himself on earth precisely through conscious activity of love. The forgiveness of sins is given to you through Jesus' work of mercy, but love must be kindled by the human being himself and flare up into the brightest flame, and that is why a soul which has found Jesus can certainly enter the kingdom of light because he has redeemed its guilt of sin. But the degree of light can be completely different. And that is why the human being must make good use of his earthly life for works of love in order to increase his degree of love, light, and the more blissful he will be after the death of his body. Love and suffering bring about the purification of a soul. Love and suffering man it an ever higher degree of light, and that is why you are also to bless suffering, because it is an effective aid, which brings you to maturity. People who have not yet found Jesus also often have to suffer, and then their gaze is to be turned towards him who took upon himself the greatest suffering voluntarily and out of love for people whom he knew to be in greatest spiritual hardship and wanted to help them. For the thought of him will once arise in every person who knows about him, especially in great suffering. But whether the thoughts are accepted is again determined by the free will of man, and that is why such thought waves can also be rejected. And the soul remains further in greatest trouble. And again, People who reject the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ will also perform few works of love because love would already earn them a brighter degree of knowledge and they would then not be open opponents of the divine Redeemer. Because those men are influenced by the opponent and also prevent them from love work. And still opportunity enough is offered to all where they could practice love. But the acknowledgement of Jesus and therefore the acknowledgement of myself earns every person increased strength, for I take care of all those who want to return to me, which proves the acknowledgement of me myself and Jesus. I truly leave no man without help, without protection and without power, because I am infinitely much concerned about the return of every single soul, and what can be done for its rescue out of the fetters of dark power, that will truly not be omitted. For my love pursues all my creatures who once voluntarily departed from me, and my love was the cause that I myself accomplished the work of salvation in the man Jesus, for this love was embedded in the man Jesus. The eternal deity itself had ascended to earth. It completely filled the man Jesus and accomplished the greatest work of mercy in him for the sake of people who languished in the adversary's fetters and were unable to release themselves from him. He loosed those bonds, he laid down his life to restore life to those who had fallen, to those who had perished. He has redeemed the great guilt that was the cause of your being on this earth. And he has cleared the way for you again to your God and Creator, to your Father from eternity. Amen.